The woods of Bluff Creek, California, 1958. Jerry Crew allegedly comes across a mysterious set of enormous footprints. The plaster cast that he brought to the attention of the Humboldt Times reporter Andrew Ganzoli became the launching point of a legend, one that told of a 7.5-foot-tall man-ape that traversed the woodlands of the West. Maybe alone, maybe with a family, the creature prefers to remain hidden, but on occasion, some folks claim to be one of the few to have witnessed it, with even less catching it on film. Does the creature exist? Or is it a hoax that got out of hand? Join us as Redbeard examines Bigfoot. Yo, welcome to the Redbeard Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about Bigfoot. Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Cousin to the Yeti.
Yeah, he is, dude.
The Yeti, the abominable snowman. Or the abdominal snowman, which is what I used to call him when I was a kid, which it works, but it's just mad funny. Yeah, so 1958, man, like I think, like, so before 1958, like there were reports of, like, you know, the Yeti and the abominable snowman, and there were reports of wild men running around in the woods of different countries and stuff like that. But in America, not until 1958. That's pretty, in terms of history, that's pretty recent. That's when we started to actually have this phenomenon of Bigfoot as we know it. Jerry Crew finds these footprints, so-called footprints that he finds in the woods. And his taxidermist friend helped him make plaster casts, and then he brought them to a reporter, and the reporter, you know, he thought it was going to be like a good Sunday story, and that's pretty much it. He's like, oh yeah, this will be a fun story to write about. But as soon as he wrote it and people read it, it just spread like wildfire. I mean, people just started, it became like a hunt. People started chasing this thing and like looking for it and trying to prove that it exists and this, that, and the third. 1967, I believe it was, you had the Roger Patterson video of Patty. That's what they named the Bigfoot thing that they supposedly caught on film. It was a really weird video where it's like kind of like almost looks like it's like shaky and kind of looks like Blair Witch Project. Right, like,
yeah, a little
in a
bit,
way,
yeah.
Like, yeah, so like it's all shaky, and then it comes into focus and you can see this, like, to me it's just so obviously a fucking dude in a suit,
right?
But like everybody that has seen it before was just like, oh my god, it's Bigfoot, it's really a Bigfoot, oh my god,
right?
For like 50 years, man, like this thing was like highly renowned as like evidence that Bigfoot exists. Like they kept showing it over and over again, and I'm like the coat on this thing is fucking beautiful. It's all glossy and shiny and looks like it's been combed. Like, yo, Bigfoot's got a hairdresser,
right?
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, like, if the fur was like more matted and like, you know, gross looking, like it looked like he'd been living in the woods for, you know, thousands of years, I'd probably be like, yeah, sure, maybe. But no, I mean, like, I fall firmly in the camp that believes this is a hoax. Mm-hmm. H-O-A-X.
You know, it's funny, though, because it's, when Bigfoot first came out, you would think that, you know, it's, especially that video that came out where he is walking sideways, and which I, you know, believe is also a hoax, which, you know, the video that was actually taken about 10 years ago, one of the guys that actually was involved in the filming came forth and said that it was actually a guy in a suit. In fact, it was all this time a guy in a suit. And that kind of, for me, like 10 years ago when I saw this, like, you know, there's still a part of me that kind of wanted to believe that, you know, oh, maybe that was like some real footage and like we'll never really know. But when it was confirmed it was a hoax, you know, it kind of like ripped my guts out a little bit, because I'm like, ah, damn it. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like you kind of want to believe that there's some kind of creature out there that you haven't seen yet. But it's just very hard to believe that Bigfoot and all the people that are hunters and all the people that spend time in the woods, that go camping, that, you know, basically just like do this for a living, that are out in wildlife, that it's still a very elusive creature. Like, it's in all different types of wooded areas. It's not in one area specifically. It's in different parts of the world. Like, it's odd that it just shows up randomly and then can go into hiding.
That's my point. Yeah. It's like you have like bears, right?
Right.
You don't find bears everywhere. Like everywhere that there's trees. You know what I mean? Like, oh, there's trees, there's bears. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. Same with deer and, you know, any animal has like a home territory, somewhere where you're going to find like its habitat. Its
natural habitat.
Yeah, its habitat is going to be, you know, where it is. Like, it's not going to just be everywhere, you know? And that's Bigfoot just happens to pop up. I think I saw a Bigfoot, right? Like, I went camping, I saw a Bigfoot. Where? Shit, I was in fucking like Maine and shit. And then like somebody else is like, oh, I saw a Bigfoot. Where were you? I was I was in the Redwoods of California and I saw it. Like, it's like, this motherfucker gets around, right?
Like, he's in the Redwoods of California in like one of the hottest areas in a full coat.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The thing about Bigfoot too is that I feel like when that video came out, it was kind of, film was still kind of new, you know, just to like, for somebody to have a video camera and catch that on film, it was, you know, like, oh my God, like this guy, this chances he got this crazy. So people were like, wow, this is like real footage. This is like, this looks authentic. Right. But then the further you go, you know, in where everybody now has an iPhone, everybody has some type of camera at, you know, at their hands, you know, length that they can just reach into their pocket, and you even have a camcorder. You can take video and pictures, right? So, and even our pictures too are part video, where they're live photos. You could take a picture of something and then, you know, hold it down and it could play a second before and after. So you could kind of see if that picture is what you think it actually is, right? So,
and I can even like make a picture and just like using an app, just fucking like, I can make it look like a missile hit you in the fucking head.
Yeah, there's so much now you can do. So it's hard now.
And it looks legit.
Right. So as we go forward, it's hard for us to kind of prove or disprove these things, because there's so many ways you can doctor a photo now where it's almost like impossible for us to tell if it's real or not. And I think Bigfoot has kind of got the stigma around it that it's become kind of a joke more than actually something that people believe in. Like, there is the guy, you know, he on, you know, the History Channel, whatever channel it was, where he's like, he hunts Bigfoot. That's what he does, you know, and people think the guy's crazy, and he does look a little wacky, but like, he's kind of like this hick that grew up in the woods, and like, that's what he does. And he made a show out of it, and good for him. He never finds anything ever. You know, they've also made movies about Bigfoot. There's different horror movies. This Harry and the Hendersons was a big one. You know, where by the way, Harry and the Hendersons, the big Bigfoot in that movie was actually played by Kevin Peter Hall, who also played the Predator.
Why don't people like believe in fucking minotaurs and shit?
Because those are more like Greek mythology, and I don't think anybody's actually ever seen like one.
Fucking centaurs and fucking satyrs.
Yeah. I think
the same shit.
I mean, I think it's funny though that now it's Bigfoot has become so much of a joke that they have a commercial. It's like Jack Link Sasquatch, you know, where like there's some dude who like talks about beef jerky and he like makes fun of Sasquatch and then guts his like arms ripped off.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's ridiculous. But, you know, it is interesting that people claim to see Bigfoot and it messes with their head. Like, if you were in the woods, right, just like some of these people, right, that like claim they've seen Bigfoot, like it's fucked their lives up because like they're out in the middle of the woods, like going camping, and they see something that clearly does not look like anything they've ever seen before.
Right.
There's not supposed to be any apes in this, in the woods. There's not supposed to be anything standing up that's that tall. Right? Like, what the hell is that? And then before they can even, like, take a picture or whatever, it somehow disappears, right? Or they can't find it again. But that, what they saw haunts them to the fact that, like, they retell the story over and over again. Or some people become so obsessed with what they saw that they spend the rest of their life trying to find it again. You know? And it's, I feel like it's gotta be something crazy that you see that makes you develop an obsession. Like, those are the only things. Like, some of these people led normal lives and then they just drop everything. They're like, nah, I gotta find that man, like I saw it, you know. And those are the kind of people where I'm like, this guy was a was a I don't know, a librarian, and all of a sudden like he saw this and went nuts. Mm. And that became like his life's work. So those are the people that I have an interest in. Like, what, they saw something crazy enough to make them change everything, you know?
It's probably like a bear or some shit.
Standing 7 feet tall on two legs, possible, but
like a bear with mange.
With mange, yeah. I mean, what do you say to the footprints that they find? I'm not saying they're real, but I mean, like, footprints they find that you know, they take concrete molds out of, and they're like, what, like a 12-foot like foot. You know what I mean? Like, that's insane. Something that
first
big.
First of all,
right?
Let's talk about how big the foot is. Like, I just feel like whoever, like, I feel like they make these footprints.
Well, they've done, like, tests where, where people, like, recreate them. So that's another thing. Are they real?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think they make these footprints. And I think when they do, they go all fucking out. They're just like, yo, six foot footprint, not big enough. That's not big enough, man. This is Bigfoot, bro. We gotta go bigger. Now think about what would make a 12-foot footprint.
I mean, I don't know.
What would make that? Like, something ridiculously enormous. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not talking 7.5 feet tall with a 12-foot. Like, the foot is fucking longer than the body is tall.
Right.
Yeah, that's not happening. So this is something that is like ridiculously, ridiculously huge. And you, wait a minute. Why are we talking about a 12-foot footprint? Was there a 12-foot footprint that was discovered, or are we exaggerating?
There's no, I mean, that was one that was found, but there, because there, no, I mean, like, if you look at this one right here, this is the one that I was referring to. This guy's got about what, like a size 6 shoe, and that's the footprint that they found. That's at least 12 feet, if not bigger.
I mean, that's not 12 feet. That's like maybe...
This guy's got about, what, like an 8, a size 6 shoe? It's double that.
Yeah, so it's probably like a 2-foot or 3-foot footprint. That's not 12. 12 is like fucking...
Half that, yeah.
Two of you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, that's nuts. I mean, I don't know.
But still, even that, like, even a 3-foot footprint, like, just imagine the size of the thing that has to make that. Like, that's bigger than 7.5 feet tall. And that is something that you would notice more often than not notice.
Right.
Walking through the forest. Like, so I think any reports of seeing something like that is either you saw something and you didn't really take a good look at it or get a good look at it, or you didn't really see anything and you're just trying to fucking say that you saw Bigfoot.
I mean, it's just tough though, because these footprints are like, I agree with you, like these footprints are enormous. Like, it's for something that big to just be able to vanish in the woods. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, something that big, I feel like it would be hard to miss. And it's not like it's just one Bigfoot. Like, Bigfoot has been seen, like, everywhere. So, you know, it's not like there's just one of these creatures that's very elusive. It's apparently more than one. And
there's gotta be, because, like, otherwise...
How is it something that, like, we haven't found yet? Or, like, you go into like a cave, like, you know, and you haven't found it yet. I just feel like it doesn't make any sense. The other thing, you ever see that movie, The Descent?
Yeah.
So that's like the only thing.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great horror movie. But that's the only thing. It's like these that it makes me think like maybe it's some random place like underground that we haven't discovered yet that where all these things live and who knows. But I mean, like, to have it in multiple places all over the world doesn't really that make that much sense to me.
No.
Also, we have so much technology now where we can actually do scans of like underground caves and find out how deep they are. We have sonar now. We have infrared cameras. Like, they're going to pick up some type of something.
Right.
Right. And they never do.
Right.
Like, you can't pick up Bigfoot on a satellite. Like, I'm sure that they could. You know what I mean? And they just don't. Like, oh, what's this crazy? They could zoom in on it if they want to, and they still haven't found it. So that's one of the things that make me think it's partly BS, but there's that other like 30% of me that wants to believe it's something cool that we haven't seen yet, you know?
Yeah, it's basically folklore.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like an urban legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, the fact that we make fun of it to the amount that we make fun of it is, I think a clue that a lot of people think that it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? So one of the guys that I wanted to bring up, his name kind of escaped me for a minute. His name is Todd Standing. And he was kind of brought to my attention by my cousin. And this guy is, you know, very controversial right now because he's always coming up with like videos and pictures of Bigfoot and seems to know a lot more about them, which I think is very odd since nobody really has had a like enough time to just watch Bigfoot and observe their living patterns. He's like, well, everybody knows that they're nocturnal. And there's
guy reminded me of like Tom Green.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's like Tom Green,
Bigfoot hunter.
This guy and this one's a day watcher. Then like they usually get scared and they back up and go into the pack. It's like, bro, if you have witnessed this, why did you not video that?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that doesn't make sense to me. You have all this science to back up or all these like sightings where you know their migration patterns, but you haven't filmed any of it. So I don't know.
Listen, man, here's where I can tell you that there will never be evidence of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
If you have an idea of where they are.
Yeah.
Even if they ran away, get a DNA sample, find hair, find droppings, find something, right? Yeah. Because they're creatures that live in the fucking woods.
Right.
Like they don't fucking vacuum their spot before they bounce. You know what I mean? They don't.
Yo, I gotta cover up my tracks.
They're like, yo, baby, we gotta go get the bleach real quick, right? Like, can't leave a trace. Like, that's not how it works, man. So,
get the bleach real quick.
Yeah. So, like, straight up, like, if you know where they're staying, and you can't find like a hair follicle, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, that's
straight up.
Yeah. Straight. Like, don't fucking waste my time with a fucking video. Right. Some fucking guy that popped up from behind a bush and then popped right back down. I was scared. He says, this guy says, I was scared because it was so huge. But that motherfucker's obviously scared of you because he fucking won't come at you.
See, here's the thing, though. Yeah, I agree with what that guy said, though, Todd Standing. He said something very interesting, which I think you can kind of play up if you're a Bigfoot, you know, whatever, like hunter. He showed them the video, and this girl was like, I cannot claim that it from your video. He goes, you know, I can't say that it's definitely Bigfoot from the footage that you have.
Hmm.
And the other guy was like, I want to believe that it's Bigfoot. He's like, I really do, but this video doesn't convince me that it is. It looks like some guy in a suit. And then Todd goes, it just is like, it's become very like, you know, obvious to me that any video that I ever have, he goes, or any video, he's like, I could have the HD, like, perfect picture video. He goes, but it's never going to be good enough. He goes, and people are always going to say that it could be something else. He goes, unless, you know, I find a body or I find some kind of DNA, he goes, that's the only way that, that people are going to believe me, because they need science. And, like, I agree with him, but the fact that he actually states that is kind of like, it's almost like reverse psychology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, but it's absolutely true.
It really is, though.
I say it all the time. A picture doesn't mean shit to me. A picture, a video, like, it doesn't mean anything to me. You can show me whatever. I have seen some of the best special effects Hollywood has to offer. Right. And a lot of it looks real as fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Stan Winston. You and I were just marveling over, like, some of the shit that he's put out and put together, right? So like, absolutely every picture or every video that I see can be fabricated, it can be fake, it could be an enactment, it could be whatever, right? You get the right costume, you get the right shit, like the right makeup artist. I mean, you could make a vampire look real. You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, hopefully you and I at least agree that vampires are bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's right. Totally crap. Yeah,
so like, you can make a vampire look real. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, that shit, dude. No, sorry. Like, yeah, you got to come at me with something. Get me, like I said, get the DNA. Go find a fucking hair follicle. I mean, you put so much effort into trying to catch that motherfucker on tape.
They've done that before. They've actually found, there's been Bigfoot like hunters that have found like hair that they have tested, and they have said that the hair is very unusual, but it's animal-like and it's animal. It has animal qualities, but they can't tell what animal it is.
Who says this?
So I've seen it on the History Channel before. That I have seen, and like, I found that very interesting.
I want an actual scientist, like an actual.
No, it was like a scientist. They took it to
Stanford.
Yeah, like Stanford, like university, and had like their lab run tests on it. And they tried to do like a genome sequence on it, and they couldn't. There wasn't enough for that to happen, but they did say that the animal hair, they couldn't pinpoint what type of animal it was, and it was unusual. That's the only conclusion they were able to come to, and that's interesting in itself. Is it proof? No, because you don't have enough proof for them. But it's like, okay, get a hair follicle. They've done that, right? Yeah. And that's their results. So from that, I mean, like, you and I, like, what, knowing that that was the result that they came back with, because I remember that very vividly.
Well, it just seems.
What do you say to that, though? Well, like, I'm not saying that it's not. It's proof Bigfoot's real.
No. But it
that's
also
weird, right?
It also seems like there just wasn't enough DNA in the hair follicle or in the strand, like intact DNA, to make a conclusion. Like, otherwise, they would say, "Dude, this is an animal that we've never seen before." Instead, they say it's inconclusive, right? So
mostly, yeah.
So to me, it's like, you know, hey, you found a pube, right, at the crime scene, and, you know, could be me, but it's inconclusive, right?
Right.
I didn't fucking do it, right? Like, you still can't prove that I did it. You dig? Like, and yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's inconclusive, then you haven't found the right fucking hair follicle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get another one and give me some conclusive evidence that it's not any creature that we've ever seen before. Then I'd say, hey, maybe we're onto something. Maybe there is a Bigfoot. I'm still not saying that that's proof Bigfoot exists. It just means that there's something out there that we don't know about. You know what I mean? And then maybe we continue looking, and then we find more evidence, and then we can put two and two together, and then maybe we piece together a Bigfoot or whatever the fuck, right? Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm saying. Like, let's approach it from a different angle. Videos aren't working.
Right.
Pictures aren't working. You know what I'm saying? Go out there with some different tools. Go out there with some different tricks and come out with some different results. And let's see if we can, like, prove something. And if you can't, then you're proving that it's a hoax.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I do. I mean, I don't, there's nothing, there's not enough evidence. Okay, so here's my theory, right? Like, if Bigfoot did exist, we would have found, like, bones or something.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this motherfucker's not immortal. Something left behind that they were around, and we haven't found that ever. So, come on.
I mean, even Chupacabra had fucking, like, mutilated corpses left behind.
Right. Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You know, I still don't believe in Chupacabra, but still, like, at least there was that. Right? Like, this, we don't have anything. We just have fucking some guy saying, oh, I got a picture of this shit or a video. And it could be anything. It could be, like they're saying, it could be a guy in a suit. It could be, you know, just fucking something playing tricks on your eyes. Or it could be just another dude, like a hunter or whatever, and fucking, like, you know, in that, like, camouflage shit that they wear.
Yeah.
You know? Saying, hey, get the fuck out of here with that camera. I'm trying to get that deer over there. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think it's interesting too. Like, there's a couple people that say, you know, the reason why they can't, Bigfoot doesn't exist is because there hasn't been, like, any evidence of Bigfoot is all sightings. I saw this, not like come to this cave and, like, you can see what I'm talking about. They, like, you can never locate him. He's like the most elusive shit ever.
I saw a Smurf.
Yeah.
Yep.
On TV?
Nah, man, in real life.
Yeah. Where?
Yep. Down at Narragansett Beach.
What the hell is it doing there?
Tanning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, like, did you, like, try to approach it?
Nah, B.
So where is it now? It was
scary. Huh?
Where is it now?
I have no idea. It disappeared.
It disappeared. All right. Do you have, like, a picture of it?
Nah.
Did anybody else see it?
Nah.
So, same thing as Bigfoot. I saw a Smurf on Narragansett Beach tanning its blue skin.
It was turning navy blue.
Oh, all right. Word. It was getting dark, man. So, I mean, you can think what you want about Bigfoot. You can choose to believe in it because it's fun. I
don't believe in things for fun, bro.
No, man. I'm saying, like... I'm not saying you specifically. I'm saying to the listeners, like,
yeah,
you could, anybody listening to this can choose to believe in Bigfoot or not to believe in Bigfoot. It's up to you. But it really comes down to evidence. Like, do you have evidence to back up what you saw? You know, do you have anything besides a recounting tale of what you saw? No. And that's pretty much, that's it.
That's it.
So, hey, if you believe in Bigfoot and you have evidence, please let us know, because I would love to see it, and you probably should go to the news before us. But
yeah, and if it's picture or video evidence, just fucking, I don't know, wipe your ass with it, because that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, so they're like, yo, I got Bigfoot, he's outside. I have the body.
Yeah, no, yeah, I send me hair follicles, bro.
Send me a bag of Bigfoot.
Send me a bag of semen.
Oh, God.
I want Bigfoot semen.
Yeah, man. That's definitely DNA. All right. Well, that does it on this episode of Redbeard Examines. So with that being said, we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks.
Adios.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Redbeard Podcast, which is part of the Nerd Ruckus Network. Please take a moment and like our Facebook page and share your thoughts on the episode, as well as what you would like to hear us discuss. Also, give us a follow on Redbeard Podcast and Nerd Ruckus on Instagram and Twitter. And check out nerdruckus.com for all of our entertainment channels.